mortal sins of lust can be incredibly easy to commit, especially because of modern things like pornography. When not repented of, they could land us in hell, and when repented of but not sufficiently atoned for, they could land us in some of the deepest places of purgatory, resembling hell. We see this in the well-known vision of St. Litwina of Schiedam. I want to bring some things to your attention to consider, especially if you're being called to pray for souls in these deepest parts of purgatory. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. St. Litwina saw in purgatory a soul that suffered also for mortal sins not sufficiently expiated on earth. The incident is thus related in the life of the saint. A man who had for a long time been a slave of the demon of impurity finally had the happiness of being converted. He confessed his sins with great contrition, but prevented by death, he had not time to atone by just penance for his numerous sins. Litwina, who knew him well, prayed much for him. 12 years after his death, she still continued to pray when in one of her ecstasies, being taken into purgatory by her angel guardian, she heard a mournful voice issuing from a deep pit. "It is the soul of that man," said the angel, "for whom you have prayed with so much fervor and constancy." She was astonished to find him so deep in purgatory 12 years after his death. "He is there," said her angel, "and he suffers much. Would you be willing to endure some pain in order to diminish his?" "Certainly," she replied, "I am ready to suffer anything to assist him." Instantly her angel conducted her into a place of frightful torture. "Is this then hell, my brother?" asked the holy maiden, seized with horror. "No, sister," answered the angel, "but this part of purgatory is bordering upon hell." Looking around on all sides, she saw what resembled an immense prison, surrounded with walls of a prodigious height, the blackness of which, together with the monstrous stones, inspired her with horror. Approaching this dismal enclosure, she heard a confused noise of lamenting voices, cries of fury, chains of instruments of torture, violent blows which the executioners discharged upon their victims. The noise was such that all the tumult of the world in tempest or battle could bear no comparison to it. "What then is that horrible place?" asked St. Litwina of her good angel. "Do you wish me to show it to you?" "No, I beseech you," she said, recoiling with terror. "The noise I hear is so frightful that I can no longer bear it. How then could I endure the sight of those horrors?" Her angel, who understood her, having taken off the cover of the well, a cloud of flames, together with the most plaintive cries, came forth. "Do you recognize that voice?" said the angel to her. "Alas, yes," answered the servant of God. "Do you desire to see that soul?" he continued. On her replying in the affirmative, he called him by his name, and immediately our virgin saw appear at the mouth of the pit a spirit all on fire, resembling incandescent metal, which said to her in a voice scarcely audible, "O Litwina, servant of God, who will give me to contemplate the face of the Most High?" The sight of this soul, a prey to the most terrible torment of fire, gave our saint such a shock that the cincture which she wore around her body was rent in twain, and no longer able to endure the sight, she awoke suddenly from her ecstasy. The persons present perceived her fear, asked her its cause. "Alas," she replied, "how frightful are the prisons of purgatory. It was to assist the souls that I consented to descend thither. Without this motive, if the whole world were given to me, I would not undergo the terror which that horrible spectacle inspired." Some days later, the same angel, whom she had seemed so dejected, appeared to her with a joyful countenance. He told her that the soul of his protege had left the pit and passed into the ordinary purgatory. This partial alleviation did not suffice the charity of Litwina. She continued to pray for the poor patient and apply to him the merits of her sufferings until she saw the gates of heaven open to him. Sometimes when we hear these stories that are so terrible about purgatory that they sound almost like hell, we can ask ourselves, who goes there? Now, the initial obvious answer are those that have committed many great mortal sins and have not atoned for them, those that deserved hell but by the grace of God were converted at the last moment, or those that had serious charges on them and did not fulfill them in any way. Now, it's possibly the case that we have been one of these three groups of people, especially in the time when we may have been committing mortal sins and then had a conversion or a reversion. It could have been the case that you died prior to your conversion and you could have possibly been sent there. This is something that you need to consider. If you have ever, for any reason, deserved this place in purgatory, perhaps God is calling you to be an intercessor for these people as a way to give thanks to God for your salvation and to make reparation for your own sins. In praying for the souls in purgatory, because there are so many different groups, we can't always pray for all of them. Sometimes it's preferable for us to pick a group and commit to it and pray for them for the rest of our lives. Perhaps you are being called to pray for those in purgatory at its deepest levels. Since these are the ones that are suffering the most, the reward for praying for them will be greater than you can possibly imagine, because Christ sees himself in each of these souls in purgatory, especially the most abandoned. Remember that it is another Christ that we're delivering from purgatory. So as this year continues, consider asking the Holy Spirit this question. Holy Spirit, are you calling me to pray for this particular group in purgatory, the souls that are in the deepest purgatory? If this resonates with you, either in your heart or because of some personal history of yours, consider saying yes, and don't do it alone, but invoke the aid of saints like Saint Litowina. They will strengthen your intercession and guide you on this mission. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.